NRCC touts cash, redistricting, expanded battlefield 100 days before Election Day. By Jasmine Jordan on July 27, 2026. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, released a memo Sunday outlining the financial, electoral, and political factors it says have placed House Republicans in a strong position entering the final 100 days before Election Day. The July 26 memo, titled 100 Days Out, Republicans Are Positioned to Win, credited President Donald Trump, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and the House Republican leadership team for the committee's position heading into the fall campaign. Republicans have the edge where it counts, the NRCC stated, citing a $13.7 million cash on hand advantage over the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC. The committee said it has its strongest cash position at this stage of an election cycle in 20 years and argued that the NRCC and the broader GOP fundraising operation have maintained an advantage quarter after quarter. It said the advantage means airtime, staff, and turnout operations are locked in across districts expected to determine control of the House. The memo argued that redistricting produced a favorable map for Republicans, with Democrats defending 23 districts Trump carried in 2024 and Republicans defending 8 seats Harris carried. 8 of the Democratic-held districts are open: Louisiana's 6th, Tennessee's 9th, Texas's 9th, Texas's 32nd, Florida's 22nd, Texas's 35th, Florida's 14th, and Maine's 2nd. Those seats are represented by Democrats Cleo Fields, Steve Cohen, Al Green, Emmanuel Cleaver, Darren Soto, Shamari Figures, Don Davis, Marcy Kaptur, Henry Queller, Vicente Gonzalez, Tom Suozzi, Marie Glusenkamp Perez, Greg Landsman, Kristen McDonald Rivett, Gabe Vasquez, Nellie Pooh, and Susie Lee. The committee also listed 6 open seats associated with Democrat reps: Julie Johnson, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Greg Kassar, Kathy Castor, Jared Golden, and Jared Moskowitz. Trump's margins in those districts range from 31.8 percentage points in Louisiana's 6th district to 0.7 points in New Jersey's 9th district and Nevada's 3rd district. The NRCC said Democrats seeking to capture the House must win Republican-held districts where Trump averaged 53.2% of the vote in 2024. The committee contrasted that figure with the 2018 election, when Democrats gained seats where Trump had averaged 46.6% in 2016. The memo cited NRCC polling in Maine's 2nd District, North Carolina's 1st District, New Mexico's 2nd District, Texas's 34th District, and Washington's 3rd District. The committee said Republican candidates either led their Democrat opponents or were statistically tied within the margin of error in all 5 races. The NRCC also said the Democratic Party's image was an average of 22.4 percentage points underwater across those 5 districts. Nationally, the committee pointed to a narrowing generic congressional ballot, saying Democrats' lead had fallen to 4 percentage points, compared with a 7-point advantage at the same stage of the 2018 cycle. The memo cited an Axios report saying House Democrats would need to outperform their 2024 national results by nearly 5 percentage points to retake the majority in 2026. The NRCC said its offensive target list has grown to 36 Democrat-held seats after the committee added 7 districts during the week preceding the memo's release. 23 of the targeted seats are in districts Trump won in 2024. This is not a defensive battlefield, the committee stated. The NRCC argued that expanding the target list would force Democrat candidates to devote money, time, and campaign attention to protecting seats their party already controls. The committee also promoted its MAGA majority, describing the candidates as tailor-made for their districts, endorsed by Trump and Johnson, and prepared for the final 100 days of the campaign. It also argued that the Republican majority includes members who have already won difficult races in competitive districts against well-funded opponents. The memo further cited polling showing dissatisfaction with the Democratic Party. It said 54% of voters viewed Democrats unfavorably in reference to CNN's survey placing the party's favorability at 28%, which the committee described as its lowest level in 3 decades. It also cited Quinnipiac polling showing that 42% of Democrat voters approved of how their party in Congress was handling its job, down from 58% 2 months earlier. The NRCC highlighted divisions arising from Democrat primaries involving Randy Villegas in California's 22nd District, Manny Rutenel in Colorado's 8th District, Matt Dunlap in Maine's 2nd District, and Amish Shah in Arizona's 1st District. According to the memo, the DCCC intervened against Villegas, Dunlap, and Shah but failed to prevent any of them from winning their respective contests. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said the DCCC should focus on rationing our resources to win general elections. While an unidentified House Democrat told Axios the committee would have been better to stay out of the contests. The memo also cited a local Democratic Party chair in California who accused DCCC staff of falsely claiming they would remain neutral, saying, "They lied to all of us. Some Democrat members have threatened to withhold dues from the committee," according to the NRCC. Republicans are united behind a message of lower taxes, safer communities, and greater freedom, the memo argued. While portraying Democrats as divided by primary fights and disputes over the DCCC's involvement, money, map, and momentum are all pointing in the same direction, the NRCC stated. Republicans built this position over 18 months of fundraising, recruitment, and fighting for every inch every day. "The next 100 days won't be easy, they'll be a knife fight," the committee added. "Democrats will spend millions trying to claw back the majority. But campaigns aren't won through wishful thinking. We've done the work, and it's time to finish the job." The Supreme Court on June 30 struck down limits on coordinated spending between candidates and political parties in National Republican Senatorial Committee v. Federal Election Commission, giving candidates more direct control over a larger amount of the money spent in their races. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote that the limits were a severe infringement on First Amendment-protected political speech, while NRCC Chairman Richard Hudson, RNC, and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Tim Scott, RSC, called the ruling a decisive First Amendment victory that would allow parties to support their nominees without the previous caps. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, said the decision gave power back to political parties over dark money super PACs. Republicans are also planning a midterm convention in Dallas, Texas, on September 9 and 10. RNC Chairman Joe Gruters told Breitbart News Daily the gathering would operate as a giant unity rally intended to highlight the Trump administration's record, potentially showcase Republican nominees on the ballot in November, and recruit poll workers and poll watchers before the general election. Gruters said the dates were selected to fall after the primaries were over but before any ballots went out, and predicted that Republicans would then barnstorm the country with President Donald Trump, focusing on competitive districts.